Welcome to your five for the day. Where do we go after we leave this world? Is there any destination waiting for us? And who or what determines that destination? As ever, the Bible has answers to these questions and need to be accepted by faith. The Bible teaches we have an eternal God who has an eternal Son called Jesus Christ. This eternal God is responsible for the creation of this world and its amazing existence. As such, he is a God of design and knows the end from the beginning. Today, we are bombarded with climate change and melting glaciers. Significant that just a few days ago, the news told of the world's largest glacier, which was causing alarm at the rate it was getting smaller. Now, however, it has been discovered it's getting bigger, so no need to panic. The God of creation also created the first human beings and put them in perfect conditions, but also gave them the ability to make decisions, whether right or wrong. Sadly, they made a wrong decision, which introduced sin into the world, the consequence of which is death, and ultimately banishment from God's eternal presence in heaven. To address this crisis, God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, into this world to seek and to save those who were lost. To achieve this goal, Jesus needed to bear the punishment of the sin of mankind at Calvary's cross, so that the guilty, that's me and you, could be pardoned and forgiven. Thankfully, he paid the price in full, which means forgiveness, reconciliation, and justification can be made available to all. The only problem is that whilst these are available to all, not all will take them on board. Some feel there is only oblivion, or just nothing after death, and so ignore God's provision. Some feel they need to do things to become qualified for a place in heaven, so disregard the work of Jesus at the cross. Others feel they can do better, and so try to find their own way to heaven, when Jesus says emphatically, "I am the way," implying he is the only way. No one comes to the Father but by me. Dear friend, your body may not be eternal in its present form, but your soul most certainly is. There are only two places waiting for it, for each of us, when we leave this world. To ensure our place is in heaven, along with a life of fellowship with this great God and his wonderful Son in the here and now, we need to ask him for his forgiveness and invite him into our heart and life. Why wait? Why not do it today? We appreciate your company and trust God will bless you.